Rubber game in the Steel City. Pirates hosting the Nationals. Tyler Glasnow looking to bounce back after a tough start. Tanner Roark going for the Nationals. And the Pirates got to him in the first inning. Compliments of Josh Bell.
The kick and the pitch. Swing and a high fly ball. Deep right field. Down the line toward the corner. And this one is gone. Goodbye. Boy, that one, as if he was hitting it off a tee. Pitch broke down and in. An upper-cutting golf swing. And Josh Bell has his second home run of the series. His team-leading ninth of the year. And the fifth home run allowed by Roark, all to left-handed hitters. A two-run shot gives the Pirates the lead. Here in the first inning, Pittsburgh 2 and Washington nothing. Here's Roark. First pitch, dribble toward the pitcher's mound. It's handled by Glasnow. Barehand pick up the throw to first. Pulls the first baseman off the bag, and he dropped the ball. And this is going to score two runs. Wieters scores. Lynn scampers in behind him. Glasnow threw it into the runner. Bell trying to tag. Roark lost the ball out of his glove. Tanner safe at first. And on the error, the Nationals get the tying runs home. The Nationals 4 and the Pirates 4.
This with a three-run homer is fifth. Here's a swing and a fly ball to deep center. Taylor going back, way back. Warning track at the wall, and it's gone. Goodbye. Into the Pirates bullpen to the left of the 399 marker in the batter's eye. That's where the ball's carrying best today toward left center. A home run for John Chaso is his third of the year. And the guy hitting 160 has been a nemesis in this series. He's walked four times. Now he's hit his third home run of the year. Comes with two out, nobody on in the bottom of the fifth inning. And it puts the Pirates back in front, 5-4.
Long look in. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a drive right center field. Taylor angling back. This one is going to be over his head and off the base of the wall. Rounding third, heading home is Stewart. Right on his heels, Ngope. The throw toward the plate. Stewart slides in. So does Ngope. The ball gets away from Readers. The throw to third, and Frazier safe there. Well, Ngope slid right up the back of Stewart. Two-run score. And the Pirates lead 7-4.
The Pirates go on to roll 10-4. They take 2 of 3 in the series. Adam Frazier 3-for-4 with 4 RBIs. Josh Bell, 4 homers in his last 6 games. Glasnow gets the win, his second of the season. 5 innings, 4 runs, only 2 of them earned, and he struck out 6. The Nats have lost 2 of their last 3 series, but still boast a big lead in the National League East. Dusty Baker talked after the loss in Pittsburgh.
I think it was 35 pitches in the third, and that's easily, you know, 2 innings or narrowly. So, I don't know, it just seemed like he lost command of the strike zone. The net, I have to go get him early, which I'm not accustomed to. This is a couple times in a row where his pitch count has got high. So it was just a matter of, you know, you never see him missing high like he's missing. So just got to go back, you know, his next pin. You know, work on reaching out and keeping the ball down. And he's getting very few of his comeback fastballs inside on left-handers. And so we just got to go back, like I said, to the pen and try to work on his mechanics so he can throw the ball where he wants to, because usually he's one of the best.
Given that he's usually so different than that, do you worry about health at all?
No, because it's still coming out good. You know, worried about health that we were extending his pitches any longer than we were, you know. And so, then that puts you behind 8-ball as far as everybody in the pen's health, you know, because somebody has to pick up, you know, eight innings here and 9 innings at home. And so I don't know. It was a bad couple of days. We didn't play very well. You know, made a lot of mistakes. Seems like we weren't there sometime, and so we just got to up the intensity and up our concentration.
Do you worry about something like that carrying over, or with a team that has this many veterans, are you confident that it's something that's more an aberration than anything?
No, I mean, I don't worry. I already said this 100 times, worry does no good. You know, worry's going to worry about itself. So you don't worry. What you do is you try to find a solution. And, you talk to the guys. And hopefully they're talking amongst themselves.
Under different circumstances, would you have probably not even tried to put Tanner back out there for that last inning, but just felt like you had to try to get more outs?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm trying to squeeze as many, you know, if his spot had come up to hit, like he was 2 spots away, we wouldn't have put him back out there. But, you know, you're trying to squeeze, you know, everything out of your starters because, you know, your bullpen, like I told you before the game, you know, our bullpen was kind of stretched out. We had, I think, three guys that had gone 2 days in a row, and we didn't even want to put Trinan in that situation because, you know, because guys that throw 3 days in a row, they use that third day, they're not very good, you know, which he wasn't today. But it was a necessity that we had to do that. So, you know, we need a deep game. That's a couple deep games in Atlanta, and then we can rest on Monday and then go back at them on Tuesday.
The Nationals move on to Atlanta on Friday. It'll be Gio Gonzalez getting the start against R.A. Dickey.